In the Old Testament, God commanded that trumpets be used to call people together and announce departures, and as an alarm for making announcements. Trumpets were also blown in the days of Israel's feasts and over the sacrifices. I believe it's in this sense of gladness that the last trumpet will be blown at Jesus' return. Can there be any more joyous event than this? When the dead in Christ shall be raised incorruptible and living believers will be changed? In 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, we find this message beginning at verse 13. But we do not want you to be uninformed, brethren, about those who are asleep, or those who have died, so that you will not grieve as do the rest who have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so God will bring with him those who have fallen asleep in Jesus. For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. Then we who are alive and remain will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so we shall always be with the Lord. Therefore, comfort one another with these words. One day, and possibly not that far from now, the Lord's trumpet will call all believers dead and living to himself. This should be a truth that brings great comfort when we are faced with trials and hardships, especially in the face of great personal loss, like the death of a loved one. That's why Paul writes in verse 13, "So that you will not grieve as do the rest who have no hope." We know that there is more after this life is over. And because of this, we should be able to face our personal losses with confidence and great hope when the last trumpet blows.